Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Jenny Burnham, Curator of Collections and Public Programs at the Masser Museum of Art. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Thanks for being with me today. And first of all, it's summertime. All the kids are out of school. The parents right now, they're going, man, I wish I had something for my kids to do. You've got something that is right up a lot of people's alley. It's summer camp time at the Masser, and they're going all summer long.
They are. It is time for summer camps.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you've got coming up. You've got camps where kids come and do a variety of different art-related activities, and you get started pretty soon.
We do. We actually start next week with the first camp. We have six camps this year. Three of them, all of them in June, are for 5 to 8 year olds. And then we have two for 9 to 12 year olds, and we're going to try a new one this year for 13 to 17 year olds.
So the month of June, 5 to 8 year olds, the 9 through 12s, you get July, and then you've got one coming in August for the bigger kids.
We do.
Well, very cool. Talk to me about what's coming. So June the 4th is just, what, in a few days here.
It is.
And you guys are starting with Adventures in Art, hosted by a great art teacher, I hear.
Well, I don't know about a great art teacher, but it's by me.
Okay, so what kind of activities do the 5 through 8 year olds get to do?
Well, we're going to do a little bit of everything. So what I focus on in my camp is just the basics of art. So we really get our hands into a little bit of everything. We do sculpture, drawing, painting, printmaking, a little bit of everything.
Parents bring the kids down about what time, and then when does the camp get done?
Well, camps start at 9:30 every morning, and they go until about 12, and that's Monday through Friday, and it's a one-week camp, and we just have fun for those few hours.
And there is a cost to attend. What's the cost to attend the camp?
There is a cost. It is $85 for members of the museum, and then $100 for non-members.
Still not bad for, you know, getting kids out of your hair for a few hours each and every day, and they'll learn a lot of stuff. You know, I wonder, I don't think I was exposed to a lot of, you know, other than like, you know, take some popsicle sticks and stick them together or something. I don't think I ever got exposed to a bunch of art. If you want to be an artist later in life, is it better to get that good start early? Does that sort of translate to making better artists later?
I think so. And I've actually had a lot of people tell me, people that I've met through the museum, tell me that they started off in summer art camps at the Masser, and now they are kind of well-known artists in Monroe, especially in the region. So,
you know, I guess a lot of kids maybe get their start in school. I think my school was more focused on like math and stuff. I don't remember a bunch of art going on. Or talk to me about, the like, right now, do kids get enough art in their life and enough free time to create and do projects?
I don't think so. In my opinion, I think that we focus too much on the logical side of things, and kids need to have that creativity to be able to get their thoughts out. And it also helps with problem solving and other things, life skills.
Do you need any supplies to come to the camp, or you pay your money and then pretty much everything is provided?
No, everything is provided, including snacks.
Oh, including snacks.
Including snacks.
Snacks are a big part of everything. So this gets going next week. It's called Adventures in Art with Jenny Burnham. And then the following week, you have a different camp. And I asked if some kids may want to do multiple weeks of camp. Just kind of ask, do you learn different stuff at the Fun with Art camp, right?
Absolutely. It's different camps taught by different teachers. So I'll teach one camp, and then Betsy Finkley will teach another camp. She's actually doing the same camp twice. And then we'll also have another teacher, Brenda Anderson, that's teaching another camp. So it's, if they wanted to take two camps, that's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, so 5 through 8 year old kids listening right now, there might be a few. Hi.
Hi.
And tell your parents you want to go to art camp, and that's all happening in the month of June. So you've got one starts June the 4th, another one the 11th, and another batch the 18th. And then you get into July. Take me through July. What's going on there?
So July is for 9 to 12-year-olds, and we have two camps for 9 to 12-year-olds. One is taught by Brenda Anderson, and then one is taught by me. So we'll have two of those for 9 to 12-year-olds, and it's basically the same thing. We're going to kind of delve into the basics of art.
You called, the first one's called Sweep the Swamp. which is a great name of a local pizza, but it's also a great name for art camp. Tell me why.
Well, Brenda's really going to be focusing on the local waterways and making art based on the flora and fauna in our local area.
Well, that sounds kind of neat.
Yeah.
And you guys don't have to go far. If you just walk up the stairs over the levee there, you've got a great view right out of the back of the Masser Museum.
We do. We have a whole ecosystem right behind us.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. You can get to see everything happening right in the river. So the 16th, Sweep the Swamp, and July the 23rd, The Young Artist. And then you've saved the month of August as we get ready to sort of get back in the swing of going to school. You've got one late camp for the teenagers.
We do. We are trying something new this year. I have had several people who aged out from last year that want to keep coming, so I'm going to try a camp this year for teenagers, for 13 to 17 year olds.
Okay, so for folks to find out more about the Masser Museum camps, where do they need to go?
They can visit our website, massermuseum.org, and visit our upcoming events, and all of our camps are listed there, and we can sign up completely online.
And you've got openings right now for pretty much all the camps still?
We do. We have openings in all of them.
So there are still openings. There is a cost to attend. You can find out more by visiting massermuseum.org or giving the museum a call when they get open here in just a moment. 329-2237, 329-2237, and they can get you set up for art camp. Jenny, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
To find out more about this and other Lanyaps, you can visit our website at kedm.org.